All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, February 13th of 2026. Ooh, Friday the 13th. Did not know that. Looking ahead to today, we have some League of Legends and tennis action this morning. Good luck to all of you playing those contests. And then for the rest of the day, we do have trucks for NASCAR. And then we are looking ahead to Daytona on Sunday. So we do have projections and ownership in the app. We'll give us a little opportunity to talk some NASCAR today. So excited about that. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, game questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You'll also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen here. We actually didn't have any questions come in prior to the show, but good news is, like I mentioned, we have Daytona projections and ownership up in the app now, which is awesome. That will give us the opportunity here to run some builds for Daytona. So we had a question earlier in the week talking about NASCAR strategy. Finally get to put that to the test a little bit. Excuse me. What I would be doing. So I would definitely be leaving min and max salary very, very wide in case you guys aren't familiar with Daytona. It is a crash heavy course. So a lot of, I would expect a lot of crashes. You know, they always seem to happen. And probably don't want to be too heavily exposed to like any one driver. That is kind of the approach I'd be taking here. Now, as far as salary, super wide, you know, we can get a lot of cheap drivers that end up doing really good here. Sim diversity is all the way up to 10 here. So we're taking single race simulations, building lineups based on those single game sim. So it plays a lot closer to a showdown. Also remember there's, I think there's 41 drivers total with Boucher here. So starting position 40, I think he's technically 41 here. Not a big player pool, right? We're building six man lineups, 41 drivers total. Duplication will definitely be a factor here. And if we really wanted to, we could go back to last year. When was Daytona last year? Let's find out. When was Daytona in 2025? Okay, Daytona was Sunday, February 16th last year. So I think we have this data. We'll check. NASCAR '16 Cup race. Okay, we go over the contest tab. Looks like we had some entries uploaded. All right. Let's say we are playing the flagship. So I'm trying to get a sense for like, hey, how important is duplication going to be on the Daytona race? Well, probably the best way to look at that is to go back to last year. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and look at maxers. Sort by sim ROI. Okay, so this is actually really interesting, right? Because I had thought that we were going to have to account for duplication here. But if we look at even the average dupes of the highest sim ROI, 150 maxers, truly, it's actually not that high, right? Two average dupes, zero average dupes, one average dupe. usually I don't start to kind of account for duplication until dupes are like probably over five. I think a little bit of this will be like random. Like your set might be perfectly fine, but you have a few lineups that are duplicated that kind of tick this number up. So for me, I'm not going to be doing anything for duplication after seeing this information, right? But the flashback, this is a good example of like how the flashback data can kind of change, you know, some of your underlying assumptions, right? Like, hey, I thought one thing, but it turns out that thing was incorrect. And, you know, I wouldn't have known that if we didn't go back and check, which is awesome. So, all right, I'm going back to this year and we'll go here. Go back to Daytona 2026. All right, Slate is loading back up. Okay, sweet. All right, so we're back on 2026 Daytona. Not going to put any filters, not going to put any rules. Not going to change sliders, going to leave minimax salary super wide. So I would just make the two minimum required changes to unlock build lineups. And then I'm going to switch to portfolio here. And then I'm going to kick off this build. Just looking at some projections while this runs. It's very normal for back of starting position drivers to be projected heavy due to the points you get for place differential, right? So when somebody goes from 39th to 30th, they get plus positive points. But if someone goes from 30th to 39th, they get negative points. So there's a lot of place differential with Daytona and literally just making it to the end of the race. Because if half the field does, then you kind of move up automatically there. But either way, so we get into the post build. We've ran 500 lineups. We're looking at top 20 here using portfolio. I go over, I look at exposures. So definitely have some like high exposures here. There is some high ownership overall. You know, we have 64% Byron, 58% Cindric. We have 1, 2, 3 players over 50%, additional 2 over 40. So kind of concentrated here, kind of interesting. I am a little happy that our leverage isn't too high. We have 1 driver over 20% leverage, 3 drivers over 10% leverage total. So, and then our 2 highest exposed drivers are starting 41st and 39th. So like, they are the drivers most likely to get place differential points, which makes a lot of sense, right? So we're taking some of these drivers toward the back. We're getting a little leverage on them, not a ton on Byron. If you think about it, like we are less than 1.5x his ownership here. Now, if you're somebody that's like, hey, you know, we just talked about how the course is crash heavy. I really don't want to have 90%. Okay, well, like you got to kind of figure out what number you are comfortable with, right? Maybe it's 75. Okay, what I would have probably done if like that is how I felt, I would have set a global max exposure to 75% for all the drivers. And I would have done that before I built, right? Here, I could still apply it in the post build. It's like okay to do so, especially because it's only really one driver above that threshold. But, setting this, you know, if it's something you know you want, right? It's like something we'll talk about. Like, hey, if you are set on like a certain thing, it's better to tell the builder up front. If you weren't kind of sure and then you realize after the lineup's built that you feel a certain way, well, then it's okay to just apply it in the post build. Really, we didn't even need to set the global max. That was just kind of me demoing it. If I really wanted to, right, I could have just set it to, I don't know, maybe like the 3 highest exposed drivers, the ones that were kind of popping up at the top and just had it applied to them, which is totally cool too. So Gonna depend how you want to do it. I turn my keyboard off. Not 57. Something like that would have been like totally fine too. And then you click apply. See what it comes up with. And it looks really similar. So happy with this. Happy with these lineups. Now my leverages are no more than 15. Still three drivers over 10%, but lower positive leverage. Negative leverage is pretty tight too, right? You want to understand who you're taking a stand against. Biggest negative is negative 10 here. So only one double digit negative leverage. Keeping a pretty tight band for a wild type of race, which I think makes a lot of sense here. So overall, happy with the exposures, leverages that I'm getting here. Made a couple fine-tuned adjustments. Again, not applying any ownership type of logic here based on what we saw in Daytona last year. So hopefully that helps you guys out. But this is a idea of how I would be approaching Daytona for this upcoming Sunday, which will always be a lot of fun. So. There's a little demo there. Probably do another one tomorrow. I don't think the trucks projections are out yet. I think the qualifying is either still happening or has just recently finished. I believe it started at 3 p.m. Eastern. Somebody told me that was the time that that was going to be kicking off. Let's go see if our truck projections are up. Looks like truck slate lock is still about 3.5 hours away. So once qualifying finishes, usually takes us about 60 to 90 minutes to get all of the data, process it all, run our sims, get projections and ownership up. I would for sure expect projections within an hour to lock, hopefully sooner. Hopefully we have projections like 2 hours to lock. That's like kind of a little bit more normal for like trucks and Xfinity. Cup race usually well ahead of time, because we know the starting grid. So just some insight into NASCAR, if that is something that you're going to be experimenting with this upcoming season. So always a lot of fun. Another thing with NASCAR, you know, just kind of more on topic. You know, NASCAR is a weekly sport, right? Cup races is every Sunday. And cup races, you know, usually what people are paying attention to. But if you're trying to like play NASCAR DFS and get better at it, right? I would highly recommend playing Saturdays and Fridays leading up to Cup Race, because all these formats are really the same, right? Trucks, Xfinity, Cup Race are all really the same as far as like number of drivers, type of like race. I know like the vehicles change and the drivers change, but I think from like a DFS perspective, it's very, very similar. What playing on those other days does is it allows you to hone in your process ahead of Sunday, right? You're basically building up to like the grand finale, which is like every Sunday, right? Hey, Friday, I'm going to play. Saturday morning, I'm going to review my results from Friday. And then I'm going to make some updates, some tweaks. I'm going to test those Saturday night on Xfinity. I'm going to come back Sunday morning. I'm going to review, do flashback, dial everything in. And then I'm going to play, you know, the one that I really care about on Sunday, right? Where the prizes are going to be bigger, probably, you know, more entertainment and more fun for you on Sundays. So I think that is a better approach than going week to week every Sunday. Hey, I play Sunday. Oh, Monday I come review. I wait till next Sunday to kind of apply those things, right? You know, what this does, right, is it'll help you smooth out your results because you're getting more slates in, and then it'll allow you more opportunities to review and tweak your process in between the big kind of major events. So that's another big thing with NASCAR is I would be trying to play all the slates, and then you get 3 days of action, right? So it's kind of a little bit more fun. You have a sweat on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, you know, you kind of stretch out your NASCAR season a little bit there. So just some more insight for you guys on the NASCAR front there. But I think that is about it on the NASCAR streets. It is the NBA All-Star break. No NBA. I think, well, there's a game on Sunday, the All-Star game. And then I think NBA returns either Wednesday or Thursday with probably some type of showdown. And then second half kicking off there. So probably a little less busy than usual for some of you guys, you know, not playing NBA. But I would definitely recommend checking out NASCAR. Daytona is always the biggest race of the year. So it's kind of like having the Super Bowl in the first week there, to make a football analogy. But we have a quick turnaround with office hours tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. I will see you all then. Until then, everybody, take care. Thanks. Bye.